With us now is Flora Lichtman. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
For a video pick of the week, and of course, it's going to be something special.
This is a special one. We go back in time for this one. It's this story. Let me set the scene for you. The story starts in the 50s with a dentist, William Rhine, who is also basically a bird fanatic. In fact, to the point that he makes these self-funded expeditions all over the world, including to Mexico several times, to look for one rare giant woodpecker, the imperial woodpecker. It's 2 feet tall.
Is this like the one they've been searching for?
It is a very close relative to the one they've been searching for here in this country,
right.
The ivory-billed woodpecker. It's its sort of closest relation. So he, on one of these trips, he manages to get this bird on film. And no one has captured this to anyone's knowledge in a photo or on film. But he wasn't happy with the footage, it sounds like, so he kept it under wraps. So for the longest time, the ornithology community thought there was no footage. Eventually, a very persistent ornithologist at Cornell tracks down a mention of the film, then goes and drives to Ryan's house. You know, this is 40 or 50 years after this expedition. Gets him to pop on the projector and gets this footage. He brings it back to Cornell and shows it to Tim Gallagher, who's sort of the star of our story in this video. And Tim Gallagher, when he sees this footage, this is how he describes it.
I mean, it was incredible. I mean, this bird's hitching up the tree and chipping off chunks of bark. It even takes off and flies 3 different times. It was just like seeing a ghost.
Wow. And you have the video, that footage of that video up on our video pick of the week.
You can see it for yourself.
And it is this incredible woodpecker that just, do we know, is it vanished? Is it extinct?
It's heavily endangered, if not extinct. So this video actually prompted Gallagher to go back to this very spot where Rhine camped and see if he could find this woodpecker. And in that journey had a lot of sort of scary adventures. It's become drug growing. Country.
It's in Mexico.
In the mountains of Mexico. And so he had quite an adventure looking. And he didn't find one. And he actually said that he was glad he didn't see one because it would just be too sad because there's almost no way you could protect a bird in that country.
Right. And that would be impossible, right? Because of the violence.
So lawless. I mean, the people can't even be protected, let alone the birds.
And so you have him on the video pick of the week. Of the birds in a tree moving up and down, flying out of the tree.
Chip and bark. You should definitely go see it. But there's one other thing we want to do today. So we had, if you may remember, a few weeks ago, we did this contest with astronaut Don Pettit about the egg in space. Why does the watery egg wobble in space? And we have a winner.
We have a winner. Frank, my bell?
Frank Tartaglia from Belleville, New Jersey. He was one of our winning answers. He was picked randomly, and he won a sci-fi pocket protector for his winning answer. And I just want to have him. I just want to play his answer for you.
My answer was that the moment of inertia was moving in the water-filled egg. And as astronaut Pettit pointed out in the podcast, when he was spinning the book, the moment of inertia was moving when he spun it that certain way. And I said, well, that's the answer. That's why it's wobbling, because the book was wobbling.
Are you a scientist?
No. I'm a computer programmer. So that pocket protector goes right along with my nerd image. In fact, it's been many years since I've had one because they're not easy to find, but I will wear mine proudly.
Very heartwarming.
Yes.
I'm wearing mine proudly right now,
yes,
too.
Yes, we all are. And we sold out of them. We're going to make a whole bunch of them, batch of them for us.
Yeah, and we'll have more contests.
More contests.
There will be other opportunities.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Our video pick of the week, you can see this rare woodpecker up there on our website from old footage taken over 50 years ago of the woodpecker. That's about all the time we have for today. Our senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Taliata, Leshu Bayak, Sam Flato is our production assistant. Our intern is Francie Deep. Neil Rausch is our technical director, spinning the controls here in New York. And if you missed any part of our show today, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast, audio and video. And you can go to our website at sciencefriday.com and take along Science Friday with you on our iPhone and Android apps. And you continue a week-long discussion, all week long on Twitter, at SciFriday, S-C-I. FRI. Also join us on Facebook.com/SciFry. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.